The reason President Thomas Jefferson owned a copy of the Quran, a 232-year history of our fight against Islam, and why it is no longer taught in our public schools. When Thomas Jefferson saw there was no negotiating with Muslims, he formed what is now the Marines, seagoing soldiers. When the Muslims attacked the U.S. merchant vessels, they were repulsed by armed soldiers, but there is more. The Marines followed the Muslims back to their villages and killed every man, woman, and child in the village. It didn't take long for the Muslims to leave U.S. merchant vessels alone. English and French merchant vessels started running up our flag when entering the Mediterranean to secure safe travel. Why the Marine hymn contains the verse, "The shores of Tripoli," this is very interesting and a must-know piece of our history. It points out where we may be heading. Most Americans are unaware of the fact that over 200 years ago, the United States had declared war on Islam and President Thomas Jefferson had led the charge. At the height of the 18th century, Muslim pirates, the Barbary Pirates, were the terror of the Mediterranean and a large area of the North Atlantic. They attacked every ship in sight and held the crews for exorbitant ransoms. Those taken hostage were subjected to barbaric treatment and wrote heartbreaking letters home, begging their governments and family to pay whatever the Mohammedan captors demanded. These extortionists of the high seas represented the North African Islamic nations of Tripoli, Tunis, Algiers, and Morocco, collectively referred to as the Barbary Coast, and presented a dangerous and unprovoked threat to the new American Republic. Before the Revolutionary War, U.S. merchant ships had been under the protection of Great Britain, but when the U.S. declared its independence and entered into war, the ships of the United States were protected by France. However, once the war was won, America had to protect its own fleets, thus the birth of the U.S. Navy. Beginning in 1784, 17 years before he would become president, Thomas Jefferson became America's minister to France. And that same year, the U.S. Congress sought to appease its Muslim adversaries by following in the footsteps of European nations who paid bribes to the Barbary states rather than engaging them in war. In July of 1785, Algerian pirates captured American ships, and the Dey of the Algiers demanded an unheard-of ransom of $60,000. It was a plain and simple case of extortion. And Thomas Jefferson was vehemently opposed to any further payments. Instead, he proposed to Congress the formation of a coalition of allied nations who together could force the Islamic states into peace. A disinterested Congress decided to pay the ransom. In 1786, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams met with Tripoli's ambassador to Great Britain to ask by what right his nation attacked American ships and enslaved American citizens, and why it was that Muslims held so much hostility towards America, a nation with which they had no previous contacts. The two future presidents reported that the ambassador had answered that Islam was founded on the laws of their prophet and that it was written in their Quran that all nations who would not acknowledge their authority were sinners, that it was their right and duty to make war upon them whenever they could be found, and to make slaves of all they could take as prisoners, and that every Muslim who should be slain in battle was sure to go to paradise. Despite his stunning admission of premeditated violence on non-Muslim nations, as well as the objections of many notable American leaders, including George Washington, who warned that caving in was both wrong and would only further embolden the enemy. For the following 15 years, the American government paid the Muslims millions of dollars for their safe passage of American ships or the return of American hostages. The payments and ransom tribute amounted to over 20% of the United States government annual revenues in 1800. Jefferson was disgusted. Shortly after being sworn in as the third president of the United States of America in 1801, the Pasha of Tripoli sent him a note demanding the immediate payment of $225,000 plus $25,000 a year for every year forthcoming. Well, that changed everything. Jefferson let Pasha know, in no uncertain terms, what he could do with his demand. The Pasha responded by cutting down the flagpole at the American consulate and declared war on the United States. Tunis, Morocco, and Algiers immediately followed suit. Jefferson, until now, had been against America raising a naval force for anything beyond coastal defense, but having watched his...
Here we go.
At a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams, "that's why you should be hanged."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker, boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I hope you had a good Christmas. It's interesting, folks, the people that have taken the time to say that Christmas was not on the 25th. Well, regardless, you know, it's also interesting to note that nobody ever talks about the fact that Jesus, when he was born, it's not what the apostles commemorated. It was actually the death of Christ. You know it as the Lord's Supper. And it just shows you how we're continuously turning things right side up concerning people's complaints. But I think many people, what they do is they strain at the gnat and swallow the camel. What is Christmas about to you? To me, let me explain. I live unto him who died for me every single day of my life. There's not just one day of the year where it's Memorial Day, for example, 1 Corinthians 2:14. That's what I'm speaking to metaphorically. Christmas isn't just one day a week for me. When I look at Easter, the resurrection day, it's not one day for me, or Thanksgiving, it's not one day. No, they're all compiled. They're all in one. Folks, in my heart. I live this way every single day, and that's how we should all live. So if you want to call and try to correct somebody for their theology, I would strongly suggest that you find somebody else that doesn't know the difference, because you're leaving half of off concerning the semantics that you mean to play against me, swallowing the camel and straining at the gnats. And again, I'm just embarrassed for some people, but I guess that's what it is. Aside of that, I hope you all had a wonderful, listen to me carefully, Christmas. Absolutely. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas, friends, because I did. Now, listen, you know, one of the things before we get going on today's show, because what we see is the elephant in the middle of the living room, and somehow or another, the American people are allowing the politicians and the mainstream media to lead the narrative. A suggestion to the people, and the people give them permission to do it, that they're talking for the people. And if it wasn't so, then why do the people allow them to drive the narrative, right? The best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. People haven't figured that out. But when it talks about, and what I'm talking about here, friends, is when I look at the elephant in the middle of the living room concerning what's going on across the boards, one of the things that I'd highlighted just a couple days ago, and I shared it with the people before Christmas Day, the 25th, that would have been yesterday, And I had told to the people, you the people, that what happens during holidays, Resurrection Day, Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, the list goes on. Did you know that the corrupt in the halls of government, they take the time to go ahead and try to pass through legislation while you're not paying attention? Oh, your said representative government has a long history of doing that. And yesterday I had played a video for the people on Christmas Day just to prove the point. Once again, this is exactly what they're doing. So while the people in America are actually taking the time, coming together with their families, and rightfully so, what are the corrupt in the halls of government doing in the state of Minnesota? A Somalian group tried to get together, and what they wanted to do is basically adjoin St. Paul with Mogadishu. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you at all, friends. This is the elephant that's in the middle of the living room. And people, I'm telling you right now, this is not one of those things that you're going to be able to run from. You can run, but you cannot hide. Your sin is catching up with you. Numbers 32:23. And while you were celebrating the birth of Christ yesterday, your enemies were well at work doing their best to upend who you are. Folks, let me say it this way. They're now trying to say that the American people stole the land. I'm not kidding you. They come over here. Again, they're afforded asylum by the people of this country. They rape, they pillage, they steal, they defraud, and then they play the victim. And then what they do after that concerning their recourse is to then accuse the American people of stealing the land. Let me just say this for the record. If you take the time to read Deuteronomy 9:5, which I'm going to go over there so you guys can all understand that it's the Lord that decides, it's not man that decides, okay? And what he says in Deuteronomy 9:5 is this. Listen, Americans. Listen, you treasonous individuals that are coming into America thinking all the while that you're going to conquer this country. It's up to the Lord as to what happens. It's not up to man. It's not up to the strength of man. It's not in numbers. It's in the spirit of the Lord. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. He says in Deuteronomy 9:5, not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thine heart, dost thou go to possess, that means to drive out the previous occupants, to possess in their place, to possess their land. But for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee, and that he may perform the Lord, or the word of which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So it's up to the Lord as to who possesses the land. And I can tell you right now, under the judgments of God, the elephant in the middle of the living room is put in place to bring judgment upon a people that refuse to take heed to who he is. That's why you're seeing, under the judgments of God, a dispossession. That's why you're seeing these people stick their head out in an arrogant way, an ungrateful way, and they're now talking against the American people like it's their land, while they continuously play the victim as they attack the system, okay? So that's what we're going to be talking about, but I want to give you this one quote before we get going here, because somehow or another, the revisionists, the spin doctors, the useful idiots, the corrupt in the halls of government, the corrupt at the those that preach from the pulpits in America, they're called hirelings, John 10:12. For some reason or another, they want you to believe that we need a new system of government, when in fact, we don't need a new system of government. We need an old system of government put back into place. We don't need that new system. The Bible tells us, concerning those that want to give themselves over to change, the Bible clearly says, beware of them. The Lord told us to go back to the old paths, not the new paths. Friends, let me say it this way. You have thousands of policies, literally on a weekly basis in this country, that are used to undermine the Constitution, as you all well know. Okay, so these are the people that are creating policies which undermine the Constitution that are saying that the old system doesn't work. We need a new system, which, by the way, is a breakdown of the old to establish a global agenda. That's all this is about. Hey, folks, we don't need a new system. We just need good men occupying the offices. That's what we need. We need good men occupying those that will be incumbent in office and actually uphold the commandments that the Lord gave us in his statutes, again, to establish the righteousness and peace that we have today. We still can return to that, friends, but we have to go back to the old paths. Again, if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then simply get back to God's 10. I want you to listen to this. If you don't want to hear what I just said, this is what's going to happen. John Adams said, "We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions, unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, Avarice, ambition, revenge, or gallantry would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. Our Constitution is designed only for a moral and a Christian people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. We need good men back in office to enforce the 10 that the Lord gave us. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is R.W. Kruger. I've done sound, lighting, backline, and performed with Bradley Dean touring high schools across the country. How many times I've heard Bradley say things during these assemblies, and I thought it had nothing to do with what was happening during the time he was saying it. And now, 10 years later, it's exactly what we are dealing with. How does that work? Years of fighting the good fight with guidance from above. That is how it works. Support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They are tested, tried, and true.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, rightly stated, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with the proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us."
BBSradio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. Also want to throw the number at you if you want to give us a call. The number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Wanted to let you know, folks, I got it done. Face Off is now finished. We'll get it put up on the website here just soon enough. But my goodness, I was just telling one of my sons the other day, I said, if you want to know what it feels like to be literally drained of all of your energy and in that which you have within your constitution, write a book. And it's interesting how they come, because the Lord will give me a title and I can write the book. And that's really cool. He gives me the go-ahead, gives me the title, and then I can sit down and write a 100-page book. It's called Face Off. It's about the prophets. The Bible tells us in 2 Chronicles, those that believe, you know, it's a verb, it's an action word, those that act upon the word of God, they shall be established, namely the prophets, which the church is built upon. Read Galatians 2:20 when you get a moment. We will have these available by next Monday for you, okay? But again, they're available, and we'll have it posted for you so we can actually get one sent off to you. It's called Face Off, Weapons of War. It's the characteristics and the attributes and actions of the prophets that the Lord sends, which is not a thing of the past. It is still in the present. It names the New Testament prophets. It names the New Testament apostles, where we have these cessationists that say that that's a thing of the past. No, you're just used to all these goofy pastors that have been put up. And they're not pastors. They're charlatans. They're whores. That's what the scripture calls them. They're adulterers. They're the baser sort. They're put up to lower the standard of expectation when it comes from the people. And if people would keep their eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of their faith, Jesus Christ, Hebrews 12:2, they would know the difference. He is the standard, Acts 17:31. I just want to make clear. Okay? So we're on that page. Let's get over to this, because this is the elephant in the middle of the living room. I do want to say to all of our friends, you understand the heavy censorship going on over here at the Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. They're not hiding it. They've told you that they've been doing it. And I'm telling you that for the purpose that you need to copy and paste. You need to share these programs with people, both morning show and afternoon show, because I can tell you there's very far and few between that are telling you prophetically or staying right on. I know people like to talk about the cutting edge. You know what? Nonsense, what they call the cutting edge. I'm talking about going into the enemy's camp, and I'm talking about dispossessing him and ruining his party. That's what I'm talking about when I say cutting edge. So I don't even like to really use those words. But the point is, that's what we're doing here. Give people a heads up as to what's going on in their backyard, because the mainstream media is doing their best to cover this up, as you'll see in just a moment. I want to go over, let's just go to this fraud that's now being exposed on a nationwide basis. Okay, let me just lay this premise for you. You have, again, individuals that are coming, they're handpicked. For those that aren't paying attention, they got the lowest IQ in the world. That's not a joke. They're coming from civil war-torn nations on purpose that are asking people in the world to afford them asylum. When they get into those prospective countries, they begin to attack the system. Let me say it again. They begin to attack the system. That's what's going on. This is what Europe has begun to come to concerning the light that's now being shown down on them. I said to the people on Thursday that what's happening over in Europe is they're being deported by force by the people that are rising up in the millions. They're not asking, they're telling them, and they're demanding their government remove these individuals that mean to destroy and conquer their countries. Now listen, this forewarning I've given you time and time again, and this is from John Wesley, and listen carefully, friends, and I say this without reserve, okay? Ever since the religion, they call it, it's not a religion, it's a political movement, of Islam appeared in the world, the espousers of it have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations, rending and tearing all that fell under their merciless paws and grinding them with their iron teeth, said John. That numberless cities that have been raised from the foundations and only their name remaining, that many countries which were once as the garden of God are now a desolate wilderness, and that so many once numerous and powerful nations are vanished from the earth. Such was and is at this day the rage, the fury, the revenge of these destroyers of mankind. Is that what we're finding with these people? It's exactly what we're finding with these people. That's why I say this without reserve. I want to show you what's going on in Minnesota. You'll hear it clearly. We have a young man that is going door to door concerning all of these daycares that have been put up by the Somalis, by Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, and Ilhan Omar, and other networks through the state of Minnesota. And again, remember, this applies to all the states throughout the country now, because they're finding that this is a massive spider web of fraud going on by these Somalis that have been strategically placed and colonized. And so what you're going to see here and what you're going to hear here is this young man knocking on the door saying, hey, I want to bring my son Joey into the daycare. I want you to see and I want you to hear the response that he gets. If at any time you want to call in, the number is 281-845-4704.
Knocked on the door, and to my surprise, somebody actually answered the door.
Hello.
Can we speak? I would like to check a child in the daycare. Can I speak to the manager?
Okay, so this young man's going to these daycare centers that have been put up by the Muslims that are being busted in this fraud, and he's knocking on the doors. And folks, look at how well they're taken care of. It's not a joke, right? And I'm being facetious in saying it, but it's not a joke. Due to the fact that the code, if that was anybody else, they would have been shut down for running an operation for kids in such a fashion. It looks like it's in Mogadishu concerning the culture that they mean to bring here. It's exactly what I'm looking at right now. This young man knocks on the door and says, "Is this a daycare center? Why?" Okay, I'd like to bring my son Joey here and basically get him enrolled so he can be a part of this daycare center. Okay, they don't answer the door. They don't respond. Okay, if this was anybody else in the country, friends, it would have been headline news. Do you understand? You have to understand the corrupt in the halls of government are the ones that are aiding these people to commit the crimes that they're committing against us concerning the fraudulent activity that's come to the light, Luke 12:2. Let's go on.
Where can I get paperwork to file for my son? I wanted to put my son Joey in daycare.
And after a few questions, the lady went silent.
Looks like little Joey Shirley ain't going to daycare here.
And now where are we going?
Now we're going to Sweet
Okay, now they're going to a different
care.
Spot.
We're in the middle of a strip mall here inside of this neighborhood.
In fiscal year 2025, this facility, which has its license for 74 kids, was paid $1.26
million. $1.26
million,
friends. Okay? This daycare facility that they're now going to. Now check this out and pay attention to what happens here. There's supposed to be 74 kids there. Watch.
In tax money, and there are no kids, and they're all
there's no kids at all, and they're receiving $1.2 million of the taxpayers' money.
Facilities are the same way, all of them.
All
Let's
of them.
See if anyone opens.
Are the same way, he said.
Once again, I try to find a spot. For
doors locked.
Joey, and they would not open the door.
Windows are all covered.
I want to put my son Joey in daycare. Because I need a spot to put my son, Joey.
It's not just Minnesota, friends. It's happening all over the country.
Is this your daycare center?
No. What's happening?
Well, I just want to put a child in daycare, but all the daycare centers seem to be closed. No one's opening the doors.
You work here?
I was, yeah. What's happening?
Where are the kids?
Yeah.
It says it's licensed for 74 children. Right here, state of Minnesota.
See, folks, this
kids?
Is called Takiya. They
They're
lie to do what they do.
$1.26 million in fiscal year 2025. It says they have a capacity for 74 children.
When?
Where are the kids? Right here. State of Minnesota website.
You he's confronting the work? Muslim that works
I
there.
Know. I was there before. I don't know what's going on.
Were there
there.
Any
yeah,
kids
he's
when you
he's lying.
There?
He's kids. Caught. Yeah,
how
up?
Many?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You worked here. Okay, well, then you're not of any help.
Can I put my son in a daycare here?
No. Okay, so now he's asking a Muslim woman with her face covered. By the way, if I'd have walked into a bank or dressed up the way that these women are, which was this is all new. They weren't required or commanded by men to be dressed that way back in the 60s and 70s. For those that didn't know, this is all brand new. This is just to force the women into subjugation into their under the hand or their feet of what they call their husband. But now going back to the point here, friends, the young man is now asking, can I go ahead and enroll my son Joey into your daycare? She says, no. She's looking around. Guilty as H-E double hockey sticks.
Can I speak to someone?
And then he says, I want to talk to somebody. She says, no.
No,
I don't think so. Hey, folks, don't tell me this isn't being protected by walls. Don't tell me this isn't being protected by the federal and state government agencies, friends, that have set this up. It's exactly what's going on. But it all stops when the people stop it. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the motto of the Great Seal of the United States. You say, what Great Seal? Well, Jefferson's edit of Franklin's design was recommended by the first committee for the reverse side of the Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Raised from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bill Pacey from Michigan. As a believer, I'm in constant battle to stay true to God's word instead of compromising to please the spirits that have infiltrated many churches today. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. They challenge me to stay anchored in God's word while standing firm on the principles our nation was founded on. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central for biblical truths. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Somebody just said something about what's going on in Minnesota. I'm here. Listen to me say it again. This is happening throughout the country, okay? It's not just Minnesota. I want you to go ahead and take a look at this. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Check this out, people.
Molly DeSent turned a federal child nutrition program into their personal bank account and wire transfers, moving the stolen taxpayer money to China and East Africa.
China
Another alleged
and East
fraud
Africa.
Scheme is raising red flags, this time in Maine, and it bears striking similarities to the case in Minnesota. In this instance, a Somali-American, Dr. Abdullah Ali, the executive director of Gateway Community Services, is accused
See, they're
of
all
defrauding
being dropped
the state's
off
Medicaid
right
program.
Where they're at, friends,
you
and installed.
To rob taxpayers of millions of dollars and just get away with it.
Critics accusing Minnesota leadership of deliberately turning a blind eye to warning signs schemes were underway.
They're concerned about, you know, maybe being called racist or bigoted. The corruption went on and on and on for years because there was this climate of fear of wanting to raise these issues and disrupt the political networks that were benefiting those elected leaders in power.
Republicans on Capitol Hill launching an investigation into Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, accusing him of letting the fraud run rampant on his watch.
Of course, we always wish we would have known more sooner. Were there state employees that should have known
more? I want to make sure that everybody understands. I want to go back to this. I want everybody to understand that Tim Walz is in under over 60 investigations. So he's been doing this since he's been installed in the state of Minnesota. Ellison is installed. Ilhan Omar's installed. Amy Klobuchar's installed. Folks, these networks are purposely put up, and they're being protected by these overseers that need to be held accountable by the people of the state, not just in Minnesota, but across the country.
He's in power.
Republicans on Capitol Hill launching an investigation.
See, this divide and conquer game, friends. This is what throwing people off.
Letting the fraud run rampant on his watch.
Of course, we always wish we would have known more sooner. Were there state employees that should have known more? Yes. It was the lack of skepticism around.
Okay, now just keep in mind, just to show you how ignorant people are, right? And again, just highlighting this. And folks, it's just the truth of the matter. Do we lead from the back as a country, or do we lead from the front? Do we lead according to the law, or do we lead according to the victim status that they portray or purport? Okay, so let's just get this right. Law is there for the very purpose of condemning and justifying. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Okay, maintaining order, not creating disorder. Justifying the righteous, condemning the wicked, not justifying the wicked and condemning the righteous. Read Proverbs 17:15. Tim Walz, for those that didn't know, as I just said, he was the one, along with Ellison and Ilhan Omar, who has no digital footprint whatsoever, which only shows you why the mainstream media keeps putting these people up as if to suggest that they're not going anywhere, okay? They're the ones that put them up, the CIA, to subvert and to destabilize, okay? I know you think that only happens in third world countries, friends, but I'm here to tell you that these are the little useful idiots that they're using to advocate their agenda right now. And what they're doing is defrauding the American people. I want you to look at this. He is the one that treasonously allured them into the state. And what is he doing right now? He's deflecting. Who's giving him time to deflect? Well, look at this, folks. It gets even better than that. You ready for this? So right away, when this expose, this whole thing came to the light concerning this fraud, you know what they did? No joke. Alpha News reported this. One of the worst in the country. Remember how I told you that the mainstream media has a long history of doing their best to cover for conspirators? You know how they do that? They call people that are calling them out that they mean to defend, they call them conspiracy theorists. Who is calling people like me conspiracy theorists? By the way, it's not carrying any weight whatsoever anymore now, is it? No, I'm just one that was faithful enough to stay the course, regardless of what they called me, because I seen it for what it was, and so should you have. But the fact of the matter is, what do? They try to give cover by demonizing anybody that calls out the criminals that they mean to protect. And this is what they're doing. And this is what they've been doing for a long time. Hey, folks, the media, along with the corrupt politicians, you need to understand they're working hand in glove, both in the federal and state levels. Believe me, believe me, believe me. But look what happened right when this fraud came out. One of the worst in the country, Star Tribune, in Minnesota, they call it the Red Star. They acknowledge it. It's a communist outlet. They give it a pass. What's even worse is they actually believe the stuff they say they don't believe. They hold the truth in unrighteousness, Romans 1:18. But it says some commentators pointed out that the Star and Tribune CEO, Steve Grove, served in Governor Tim Walz's cabinet immediately prior to taking the helm at the newspaper. How convenient. Did you hear what I said? He took the position once he seen his buddy, Tim Walz, who would sell his own mother to basically climb up the political ladder. He takes the helm and tries to control the narrative. Americans, man, this is a prime opportunity for the people to take their country back. They've been exposing themselves for decades, but it doesn't get any better than this. And what are the people allowing them to do? They're allowing that Tim Walz's of the world and the Keith Ellison's of the world to get back on the offensive, deflect, and attack innocent people attack innocent people and blame them for the crimes that they themselves are guilty of, just like their father, the devil. That's not a joke. We got Joni calling in from Georgia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Joni. What say you, my friend?
Well, you know, it's just amazing to me because I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, over 20 years ago, we were talking about this. You keep letting these people in that aren't supposed to be here. And we're talking about if they're coming for asylum or refugees, we're not required. We're not obligated to take asylum seekers or refugees. My thing is, if we're going to take asylum seekers, why aren't we taking Christians who are being persecuted all over the world right now, Nigeria being one of the worst places? So you can't keep letting people come in here. And then, you know, we had the Muslim Obama that was elected, and things just kind of exploded from there. I mean, I'm sure it was bad before, but it really started exploding, I think, under that administration. But you can't let people come in here that are antithetical to your culture and society, and I'm talking about
right.
to the Constitution,
yep.
to God's Word, because once you do, then the more that gets in here, the more they're going to overtake the people that are here. They're trying to change your culture.
Yep.
And that's what they're doing. And another way to do that is, how do they do that? They fraud, they steal, and that's what this is. It is theft by fraud. So they're stealing money, and so who suffers because of that?
Oh, that's
it's
right.
The people here.
That's right. You know what's even crazier, Joni?
So
I wanted to add something to that, because even crazier than what we see happening in Maine, Minnesota, across the country with all this fraud with the Somalians, in the state of Minnesota, they just added another bill for all small businesses because they're trying to drive small businesses out. They added a $2,000, basically taking over the business and telling their employees that they can take up to 20 weeks off if they want to, and your employer will pay for it. You can't make this up. And then on top of it, they're also talking about a 60% increase in state tax. And I'm talking about property taxes. So they're adding insult to injury.
Is, okay, where's all that coming from?
Exactly. Exactly.
Who's going to pay that?
That's right.
You can't afford that.
That's right.
I mean, this is just, I mean, it is, a fiction book, you can follow better than this stuff. Truth is really stranger than fiction, for sure. But there is no way that you can increase property tax that much. There is no way that you can offer somebody just almost half a year off and expect them to be able to function in society.
Yep.
That is insanity on steroids.
And so instead of the 5.9 million people demanding justice on those that are responsible for this fraud, they'll just give it a pass, and then what they'll do is they'll go ahead and work their finger to the other bone until they don't have any bones left. And by the way, the communists will drive it to that, because what the communist doesn't understand is you can only drive people so far before there's nothing else to steal away. And that's the great fault of communism standing up against that of capitalism. But I totally appreciate your phone call. I always do. Yeah, what's happening in this country is crazy. I just want to stop really quick. If you want to call in, please do. 281-845-4704. Somebody just said something about you can't vote them out. No, not when there's massive voter fraud going on in the country. And I wish people would start to think, because I need to bring this point up again. Quit getting caught up into your little unconstitutional political games as if to suggest that there's a right and a left paradigm. No, because if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. There is no such thing as this little game and this little narrative that's being thrown on you that you're parroting and partaking with. It doesn't exist. And until you understand that, you're going to be confused. And if you stay there, you stay in that position and you're confused, well, just keep ignoring what I'm telling you. You want to be liberated, John 8:32, then get back to the Christ. Okay. Another thing that I just seen over here was someone talking about the love of money. Now, you know, they love money so much they'll do anything. But let me ask you something, you that suffer the abuse of those that love money, right? The love of money is the root of all evil. Put it in context, because that's the context. But the love of money is the root of all evil. How much do you love your freedom? I'm just curious. Because if you love your freedom more than you do tyranny, you're going to throw off the tyrants. Just as Abraham Lincoln rightly said, we're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called and commanded by heaven on the behalf of our posterity to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. You know what's controlling the American people? Is your fear. It's your fear. And I can tell you who you serve by what you're afraid of. You still haven't learned that when you come to Christ that you lost your life. You still are holding on to your life and you fear man more than you fear God. There is your snare. There is your snare. Read Proverbs 16:6 as a positive. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. Its cable and its remote control, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul."
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to show you something real quick, and I'll take that next phone call. Again, if you want to call, now's the time, and thank you for the call. Love hearing from you folks. Jude 3 and 4, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Let me show you something, because I am in contact with law enforcement. I am in contact with sheriffs and representatives and senators concerning what's going on in the country and what's going on in our backyard. And so with that said, you know, it's interesting. I've shared with you in the past that in the state of Minnesota, again, just to show you how this works, and it shows you it's not the people doing the voting here. It's massive, massive voter fraud, which I have a video tabbed up right now that I wanted to play for you, which I'm probably not going to be able to get to today. But with that, and it's brand new, okay? But it explains why we see the corrupt at the helm. They're installed. I'll say it again. They're installed. They are not being voted in by the people. But now let me go back to the point that I was going to make with the sheriffs. Okay? Keith Ellison was despised even when he came into the state of Minnesota from Michigan. So was Tim Walz from Nebraska. So was, of course, Ilhan Omar. They're all guilty of treason. Every single one of them is guilty of treason. Article 3, Section 3. Okay? Everybody knows this. The United States knows this. And we have seen no justice, none, which guards our liberty. No, we see the politicians in the mainstream media playing back and forth and back and forth. He said, she said, look what he did, and then he deflects it. You get the point. This is what I'm saying. Haven't you had enough of this, people? I can't answer that for you. But what's interesting, folks, is the Minneapolis, the police department in Minnesota, the commissioners, they denounced Keith Ellison. But yet somehow or another, he was moved into position, and I knew it the minute he was overseeing the 5th District, and he said he was going to jump into the Attorney General's office. I knew the nod was in. I knew they were going to put him there, and it's exactly what they did. Because this is what I want to make clear. They were not voted in, people, by the people of Minnesota. Quit calling Minnesota a blue state. It doesn't exist. Quit, no more than it's a red state. We're all ruled by law. Article 4, Section 4. Knock off your little game-playing nonsense. Shut off Fox News. That's what they're paid to do. Jesus told you to beware of that. Mark 8:15, Mark 3:25. Either you're going to listen to him. If you're going to call him your Lord, then why don't you do what he says? Isn't he the one that said to you, in fact, you call me Lord, Lord, but you do not the things that I command you to do? He didn't suggest them. My goodness, people. A Lord, that means he's sovereign. He's sovereign in all things, at all times, in all places, okay? And the government is upon his shoulder. But I want you to see this. And yet you get these fools. I just seen a guy yesterday saying, oh, you know what's happening in Minnesota? Minnesota is gone. You're gone. You're out of your mind. Minnesota will always be my home. I don't care if it's infiltrated with the people of the worlds. I don't care. That is home to me. It's always going to be home to me. And I'm not going to deny it as being my home because you want to report something that's not true. There's a small, small portion of these people that have been picked up and dropped off in the state of Minnesota. And instead of bolstering and embellishing these numbers, instead of the people taking responsibility and getting rid of the little leaven that we're supposed to get rid of, that the whole lump might be holy, why don't we turn it in the positive side? Why don't we do it and look at it the way that the Lord commands us? Because if we all come together in this state and deal with what's going on, starting with Walz, starting with Ellison, starting with Ilhan Omar, in these criminal organizations, terrorist organizations that they have in the state and throughout the United States of America, that's when it's all going to stop. That's when it's all going to stop. That's up to you, people. And you know what, affiliates, I want to tell you something. This is what I see. When I lay the responsibility of what's going on in the country that the people that are watching me live in, when I tell them they're the responsible party, I can literally watch the numbers dwindle. They don't want to take risks. They love their country so much, they want someone else to fight for it. I want to show you this. Alpha News. Minnesota sheriffs, if issue, vote of no confidence in Walz Corrections Commissioner. How is he there? How did he ever get put into that position, friends, if the people denounced him? Are you with me? Are you paying attention, Americans? Again, it's massive, massive voter fraud. Yeah, I want to show you something else, too. On top of the sheriffs denouncing Ellison, on top of 60 open investigations with Tim Walz, and now this, on top of Ilhan Omar being caught for conspiring against the United States of America with no digital footprint whatsoever, which disqualifies her. She never had a right to be incumbent in the first place. But I guess, according to you, it's freedom of religion, right, you ignorant ones? And I guess, well, you know, it's freedom of religion, and the people voted her in. Ask the question, who voted her in? If the Somalians that are assimilating here Because it's not all of them, friends. But for those that are assimilating here, how come they denounce her? See, but you have the American people giving voice and parroting to what doesn't even exist. See, it's the lie that you keep repeating. The Bible says that in the tongue is the light, power of life and death. It's absolutely true. And I'm not talking about metaphysics here, but I am absolutely, you give your mouth to the enemy. And yet you call yourself a Christian. I'm magnifying, friends. I'm exposing the crime, but I am magnifying you as the law to deal with these criminals. That's what we should be doing. There's also over 100 mayors in the state. Listen to this.
Another mayor kind of explaining what the idea was.
A letter signed by 98 mayors to state leaders expresses deep concern for the future of Minnesota. Rose Creek Mayor Andrew Lyson says he signed on because his community has been waiting for state funding to replace an aging water system for 2 years now.
But it's a little frustrating when the state tells you that they don't have money for infrastructure in your community, and then you find out all this other money is missing.
We have more artists in a small town than it sounds like the state of Minnesota does on their cell.
Stuartville Mayor Jimmy John King says unlike Minnesota's four largest cities, his local taxpayers need more assistance and attention from the state level.
It's very frustrating. They're never going to give Stuartville an opportunity to put an extra tax on people.
I do want to make clear, too, that you understand that this is a representation of the good guys that you've been sold to. And I'm sorry that you've been sold. This is the fruit of the good guys that tolerate the likes of Tim Walz, that tolerate the crimes of Ilhan Omar and Keith Ellison. That's how worthless they are. Read Matthew 5:13.
How's that fair to anybody that four cities get to do it, and the rest of us can just go pound sand?
As mayors across Minnesota sound the alarm over the state budget and fraud, one notable name missing from that list is Rochester Mayor Kim Norton. I'm stopping by her office to ask her if she knew about the letter and for her thoughts on the matter.
For me, it felt like it was a political letter, and I just wasn't interested in getting involved.
Norton also says she didn't sign because Rochester's economy is strong and growing.
Okay, so you get the point. No, she's in a town where many of the Muslims have colonized, and she's probably one that's profiting from what's going on through this fraud right now. Let's call it for what it is, friends. We got, I don't know the name here. I see Seattle. Can you go ahead and introduce yourself, please? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
My pen name is Brandon Irons.
Okay.
And what I have to say is, yeah, that's right.
I like
it's so voluminous. I can only give you a very quick overshot of what I have. This is this. I spent 15 years doing what people call independent journalism, and I've researched, I've got, I don't know, well over 1,000 pages, and it's worthwhile material. And I've summarized it pretty much into 220 pages of the history of this corrupt country we live in over the past 230 years. And the other part is a question that has been asked me often is, what is in these COVID injections? And my answer is very simple. They are not vaccines. It has, as far as physiology, has nothing to do with COVID. There is no COVID virus.
Yep.
There is no plague.
Yep.
That's hard for the majority of people to understand. But I have the information, and with care, I'll send it through the mail to people who want to read it and would understand it. I have to be careful what I say on the phone and what I do electronically.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the – what was the name again? What is it? Brandon Fire?
No, Irons, I-R-O-N-S.
Oh, Irons.
And, yeah.
Okay, I appreciate it, guy. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your work as well. We got John calling in from the, what is it, the furthest, is the most southern portion of the United States of America. John, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got about 30 seconds, my friend. It's all yours.
Hey, brother, I would ask wherever them 74 kids are supposed to be in that daycare, I'd ask the sheriff and I'd ask the mayor exactly why they don't know that there are no kids going in and out of there. Because it's in the middle of nowhere. It's not like it's downtown, you know, Minneapolis. And I, if I was those two people questioning them, I would ask those people in charge, what is really going on within your community?
Yeah, no, you're right. And you know what happens, John? I'm just going to hold over. We're off the radio right now, so we're done with that. We're all on social media platforms right now. I have met, and you know this, I've talked with the senators. I've thrown everything at them in the bus. I mean, literally, I've talked to representatives. I've talked to sheriffs. I told them, I've showed them, this is the fruit of these people. This is a violation of law. Did you swear to uphold the enumerated laws found in the Constitution? You know what they say? Oh, I feel restrained, they say, John. No joke. Wait. What do you feel restrained by? Your fear?
The corporation.
Yes, exactly. But they swore that they would. See, here's the problem, John. And I know you get this, my friend. But if everybody did their job concerning their oath and upholding the enumerated laws, they would go up the flagpole and deal with the small minority of people that are giving these unconstitutional orders and decrees in the first place. But that's not what they're doing. They're allowing them to abuse the people that they swore to protect. There's the problem I'm having with all of it and all of them.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if somebody's supposed to have 74 children in there a day and there's no deputy that drives around, is in that strip mall and goes, wow, this is the daycare center, and there's no kids going in there.
Yeah.
There should be an action plan with the sheriff's department in case anything happens, et cetera, right?
Yep, totally agree. Totally agree. Hey, folks, again, John, if this was anybody else but those that they mean to protect, I have up on social media platforms right now, John, a picture of the lieutenant governor. When I say this, I mean this with my whole heart. You cannot make out the gender of this person. It's hideous is what it is. But the bottom,
I'd be curious as to where that county is and that sheriff, if he was one of those ones that signed the letter of no confidence.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, I agree. Totally appreciate the call, folks. What I have up online right now is the said lieutenant governor. And what's crazy is this same lieutenant governor. Isn't it amazing how Tim Walz and Mayor Frey and Ilhan Omar and Keith Ellison, their whole objective is to protect the Somalis and their crimes against we the people? Who do you think gave them cover? I mean, it doesn't get any more plain than this, friends. Ilhan Omar is the one that actually brought forth this bill concerning feeding the future. I mean, people, you have eyes. People, you have ears. My goodness, if this was anybody else but those that they mean to give, folks, you're being sold out to your enemies is what's happening, and they're doing it right in your face, and the people are letting them do it by allowing the mainstream media to help them deflect the obvious here. They need to be held accountable for their crimes, every single one of them, in Jesus' name. Amen. What I wanted to show you here, friends, this is the lieutenant governor. Look what she's doing. She's putting on a hijab, and then she's going out, and then she's pandering to the Somalias concerning their crimes against the people of the state. Now, what you might not have seen before, remember how I told you they always, what they do first is the sodomites? When the homosexuals were given a green light by the people back in the early 2000s, you know, now the people understand it. After the children and the millions have suffered the abuse of corrupt politicians. Instead of them enforcing the laws and protecting the kids, no, they said, you know, we don't want to be called names. We don't want to be called homophobic. Well, listen, that was the first stage. When the people gave them a green light, who was right behind them operating in the same exact way, methodically? The Muslims were. Exactly the same way. Remember how I told you if I can demoralize you, separate you from Christ, I can control you. This is exactly what's going on. Somebody said earlier, look, they're stealing away our rights. I want to tell you something and listen to me. And regardless if you like it or not, it's absolutely 100% true. Your rights are not being stripped away from you. You're forfeiting your rights. Rights must be fought for. 1 Timothy 6:12. It's called fighting the good fight of faith. And the law is on your side. There's no excuse why anybody's putting up with what's going on here. Look at this lieutenant governor going back to the sodomite agenda. Look at this. Whatever it is, it's hideous. I know. But look what it says on its shirt. With a knife on it, protect trans kids. Folks, if I would have did anything like that, on top of what they did when they attempted to demonize me and accuse me of everything under the sun when I was doing hundreds of schools across the country, Oh my goodness. But somehow it's okay for their said representatives to do it and to get a pass in doing it. It shows you the people are allowing them to get away with what they're getting away with. Folks, you know what? They're not here. I want to go over to Ecclesiastes really quick, and I want to go to 8:11, and then we're going to end the show. Okay? And this is what it says. It says, and I'm going to go to the King James Version, and again, I want you to listen carefully. Ecclesiastes 8:11. Why do they do what they do? Listen carefully. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, that's for the people. The people are the government. The people in this country are the law. But because the people don't do it, listen carefully. Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. And here, let me put it this way. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. That is not mercy. That is ignorance too. And by the way, that is a mercy to the wicked is cruelty to the innocent. So let's get our definitions right and understanding in our hearts right before the Lord. Because I'll tell you what, if there's one message Americans need to hear more than anything else, it's this: repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Folks, before we know it, we're going to be in eternity, okay? Let's get it right now, because today is the day of salvation. Life is but a vapor. We're not promised tomorrow, and we're supposed to redeem the time. So let's make clear as to what side of the fence that we're walking on, because we all understand that Satan owns the fence. And Jesus said, it's better for you to be hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Enough of this.